Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Yandex has expanded into Europe with a travel app. Research shows that syncing campaigns on TV and mobile brings benefits, and Turkish marketers spend heavily on display ads. Russia's top search engine Yandex has announced a further expansion into Europe. The company will launch an app in Hungary that will help its users with Budapest's transportation networks. The app, called Yandex.Transport, uses GPS systems in order to inform its users of the live position, arrival time, and details of the city's bus, tram, and ferry services. In Russia, the app currently has 2.9 million users a month and has also just been released in Finland with reasonable success. Notably, Yandex has near to no presence as a search engine in the Finnish and Hungarian markets, so the company has said that it plans to monetize the app by connecting it to Facebook's audience network and sharing revenue from ads shown to Yandex.Transport users. Research by brands including Unilever has shown that syncing TV and mobile ad campaigns results in increased awareness and purchase intent. Eka Sugiarto from Unilever Indonesia said that whilst TV is still the medium to drive strong and efficient reach, combining it with mobile provides marketers with an opportunity to deliver both reach and effectiveness. Whilst TV was shown to be far ahead of mobile when it came to increasing brand reach and awareness, it lacked the impact of mobile when it came to campaign effectiveness. Sugiarto added that the research showed that multi-screen campaigns gave better value to both TV and mobile marketing, with mobile seeing 50% more purchase intent compared to those who saw just the TV advert. Turkish marketers have spent more on display ads than any other form of digital advertising in the first half of 2016. From January to the end of June this year, the country's marketing industry spent a total of $340 million on digital, around $200 million of which went purely towards display ads. Of the $200 million, $160 million went towards click-based ads, with another $40 million funding video and native advertising. Meanwhile, the industry pumped $106 million into search advertising and $14 million into classifieds. These figures now mean that Turkey boasts the seventh highest ad spending growth rate in Europe, after it surpassed a 20% increase on Q1 2015. Facebook has confirmed that it's begun testing ads on its groups feature. Taking place in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Ireland, the move is expected to be part of Facebook's plan to increase ad revenue without increasing advert frequency on users' news feeds. In a statement, the company said that it had started to test delivering ads to people in Facebook groups and will be evaluating the response before moving forward. Due to the way in which groups is used by specific segments of users, it provides marketers with a more accurate way of targeting consumers. The feature is used by over 500 million users and also now has its own app. And finally, WeChat is due to launch a drone that allows users to stream video to their friends. The videos will stream through the company's Messenger app, which currently has more than 800 million active users. Due to be launched at the end of October 2016, the Ying drone will go on sale for just under $300. The drone comes with an integrated 4K camera and is compatible with live streaming through Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope, as well as WeChat. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.